Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for watching my channel. Well, this is about the anniversary, the 12th anniversary of the rigged referendum whereby Russia stole Crimea. The anniversary was yesterday. So the Crimean Peninsula was an autonomous republic of Ukraine, so was allowed to do its own thing to a very great extent, use a Russian language more than Ukrainian, use Tatar as well. Really, it's the homeland of the Tatar people for several centuries at least. Only ever part of Russia for about 170 years. The 1950s is transferred to Ukraine. But anyway, then Ukraine became independent in 1991. And Ukraine had a referendum on independence. And every single region of Ukraine voted to leave the Soviet Union to create Ukraine as an independent country. And that includes Crimea. Admittedly, Crimea was the narrowest, but that's it. It's part of Ukraine forever. And so there was that treaty demarcating the border between Russia and Ukraine that Putin himself signed in 2003. And even he recognized Crimea as legally part of Ukraine. And obviously about 10 years later, he changed his mind. And there was that invasion, which the Kremlin lied and lied and lied about. And then posting, yeah, they are Russian soldiers who've invaded. So then Crimea was initially supposedly independent on these sort of pro-Russian stooges. Now, there have been opinion polls in the run-up to 2014 showing the majority of people in Crimea wanted to join Russia. It was about of the order of 70%. But that doesn't matter. Even if it was 100% of people in Crimea wanted to join Russia, it's still part of Ukraine. Ukraine could choose to give it away. They could choose not to give it away. They chose not to give it away. And that's it. Okay, because that's the thing about it. You make this decision once forever. You can't be voting every single year, joining Russia, rejoining Ukraine, rejoining Russia, rejoining Ukraine. You make the decision for all time. But anyway, so Russia invaded, and then they had the sort of Ukraine, the Crimean Parliament hold a vote to say, well, let's have a referendum. But even that's very dubious. It's doubtful whether these deputies were all present and so on, and some of them didn't want to go, were bussed in. There were loads of armed guards, even though there was like no security risk to them. So it's questionable whether these politicians even voted to hold the referendum. Anyway, we know that referenda and elections are flagrantly rigged in Russia all the time with massive scale ballot stuffing. Moreover, the media was censored. They blocked out the Ukrainian channels. It was almost all pro Russian propaganda people were subjected to. So it was not held on an equitable basis remotely. Moreover, the two options that were given: do you support the reunification of Crimea with Russia and all the rights of the federal subject of the Russian Federation? That's one option. Now, partly being choice one is a bit of a boost, but all the rights, the positivity of that is going to make it seem more attractive. Then the wording of choice two: do you support the restoration of the Constitution of the Republic of Crimea in 1992, and the status of Crimea as part of Ukraine. Notably, it didn't have another option, which is the 1998 Constitution, the Autonomous Republic of Crimea. So the idea, if you go back to the 1992 status, you don't have the autonomy you had previously. Okay, so anyway, then they went ahead, and people who weren't even Ukrainian citizens and weren't even long-term residents of Crimea were allowed to vote and so on. So the turnout, they say people were even bussed in to do the voting. Some of the ballot papers were pre-marked. They only had election observers who were going to be pro-Moscow. They got neo-Nazis from European Union countries to come in just to sign off it and stuff like that. So we know in the opinion polls it was roughly sort of 70% of people were in favor of joining Russia, and that suddenly leapt to 97%. And okay, it's true that an opinion poll is just that. It's not the actual vote. And the opinion poll only asks a sample of people, which is partly, it depends on the sampling, and do they reply? And do the yes voters answer the question more than the no voters? Or maybe the no voters are more likely to answer than the yes voters. Those who don't know or refuse to answer, are they disproportionately yes, disproportionately no, or maybe absolutely proportional between the two? But that's, so I wouldn't expect it to necessarily be 70% pro-Moscow. It could be a bit more, could be a bit less, but to go up 27 points, that really is deeply suspicious and so on. So don't believe this at all. And of course, it can't be held under the supervision of the illegally occupying power. the Ukrainian government could do it, or the United Nations or something like that, but it's completely illegitimate when held by them. So legally, it is a nullity. And then saying there was a very high turnout. I mean, 80%. I've never heard of a referendum in the former Soviet Union with such a high turnout and so on. So that's why it's rejected by the international community. And many Crimean Tatar people said it was bogus. They didn't want this. They want to go back to Russia. Partly they remembered the what happened to their people in the 1940s, taken off by a cattle truck to Siberia, where so many of them died in the way, only allowed back in the 1980s, and so on. So it really was a sort of a masquerade. It was an absolute travesty. So it really had no effect whatsoever. And all 28 European Union member states, the United Kingdom being one of them back in those days, rejected this as completely false, groundless, and you know, without any legitimacy or meaning. It had no constitutional status. And the United Nations Security Council, 13 of the, they voted 13 to 1 to denounce this and so on. So the United Nations General Assembly voted that this is illegal. So there was no proper monitoring. It was completely farcical. Okay, so the majority of United Nations member states denounced it for what it was, a complete sham. So that's it. I mean, Crimea belongs to Ukraine. And, you know, Ukraine made huge efforts to accommodate Russophone people there. And things were going fine until, you know, about 2014, till they began this conflict. Partly the Soviet Black Sea fleet was based there. Ukraine became independent. Ukraine said, for okay, 25 years, you can continue this. And that was coming to an end. 2014, that only 2 years left to run. And were they going to, was it going to happen or not? Then there was obviously that the Euromaidan demonstrations in Kyiv. And then Yanukovych, President Viktor Yanukovych, he fled to Moscow, where he remains to this day, the pro-Kremlin guy with a criminal record. And just before he fled, he signed a document, another 25 years of that lease for the Black Sea Fleet. But that's why the Russian military had bases there, not just naval bases, air bases, made it very easy to invade. And when they seized the whole of Crimea, that March 2014, and so 2 months later, holding this ridiculous so-called referendum, the government always gets its way. Now, we know what happens in referenda, that the proponents have changed. Unless they got a big majority, they tend to lose. Admittedly, 70% would be a big majority. There we go. So we know that referenda elections in Russia are usually kind of low turnout because of political apathy. You can't change anything. Now, this wasn't Russia. This is Ukraine. Obviously, there was a possibility to change something, but it was held on a completely unfair basis. But as I say, it wouldn't legally require Ukraine to give away its sovereign territory. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.